everyone. I'm Sandy Caldwell, and this is Quilt Cabana Corner. Today is episode 16, and we will be having a book review of A Field Guide to Fabric Design, written by Kimberly Kite, a magazine roundup, and I will also be telling you about my experience at Pat Delaney's Crabtree Lane Studio, where I went yesterday with my mom for a day-long workshop on free-motion quilting. So go grab your cup of coffee and settle in, and let's get to it. First up in the magazine roundup is Fawns & Porter's January-February issue of Love of Quilting. On page 8, under So Many Tips, Gail from Oklahoma wrote in regarding English paper piecing, and I'll read you her tip. She says, "I use plastic folders to make patterns for English paper piecing. Instead of making piles of patterns out of cardstock, I only need to make a few of these and use them over and over again. Trace the pattern, cut it out, and punch a hole in the center. Then fold the fabric over the plastic template and take a stitch at each corner. To remove the template, insert an orange stick or small dowel into the hole and pull up until the plastic piece comes loose." And I thought that was a great idea. Instead of using freezer paper and having them crinkle up and have to throw them out eventually, she uses those nice plastic folders that you can get at Walmart or Staples. So I thought that was a great tip from Gail. And then on page 52 in this magazine, they're starting something new called Quilt with the Stars. And it says, in each issue, Love of Quilting will feature a quilting celebrity, her sewing space, and a trunk show of her work. Their first spotlight is on Kelly Mueller. And if you don't know Kelly, she is from The Wooden Bear. She does quilt patterns, and she also has a line of fabric with Red Rooster Fabrics. And she just seems like such a sweet person. I've seen her in a few magazines and articles with her, and she has very whimsical characters that she creates her patterns with. And her studio looks beautiful from the photos. And it also says her whimsical characters and popular designs delight quilters of all ages, and her projects are quick and easy to make. Her projects look like they're similar to mine, in the fusible applique and the blanket stitch, which is my favorite thing to do. And on the next page, after the interview with Kelly, there's a project there called Feeling Frosty, which is it's three little panels on one of those Acfield wire hangers that hold three little mini panels. And the size of each panel is like 6 by 11, and it's cute, and it has a couple of trees and a snowflake on the first panel, and a snowman and a cardinal on the second one, and then the tree and the cardinal on the third one. And the blanket stitch is beautiful on it, and she's got nice little quilting in the background, and it's just a really cute project. It says it's a TV project, so it must be on one of their episodes as well. So that was in Love of Quilting. And then next up, we have McCall's Quick Quilts, which is the February-March issue. On page 20, they have a beautiful quilt that's called Hearts of Bloom. It says, "Fuse and piece a fast, fabulous Valentine." This quilt was designed by Heidi Pridemore and quilted by Doris Pridemore. It's a full-size quilt, and it's just beautiful. It is black and white and pink, which really makes a stunning combination. It's just gorgeous. So if you have the magazine, you should go find page 20 because it's really a beauty. They had a couple of nice pink projects in here for Valentine's Day. It was really cute. And then on page 44 is my project. It's the Hop To It, and it's an Easter Bunny table runner. And it's in here in this particular issue so that you have time to make it for Easter. And I have photos of this on my blog if you want to see it, if you don't get the magazine. But it is easy and fast with the fusible applique and the blanket stitch. So if you enjoy doing that, I hope that you will pick up your magazine and turn to page 44 and you can see my project. And then on page 54, looks like they're doing a new series. It says Quick Series, part 1 of 4. And they are making 4 seasonal banners. It says, in this and the next 3 issues of Quick Quilts, we'll feature a banner for every season, beginning with this wonderful celebration of winter. And the first one is a very cute winter banner. And the next one will be spring and summer and then fall. So those are really cute. And they're 15 by 19, so they're a nice small size. And the first one, the block that is featured on it is an Ohio Star. So very cute, and that's done in mostly blue and white and a little bit of red for an accent. So that's it for the magazine roundup, because now I would like to move on to my day that I spent with my mom at Pat Delaney's workshop. For those of you that are unfamiliar with Pat Delaney, she is an award-winning quilter. She does live here in Massachusetts, as I mentioned earlier, and she's also a member of my Quilt Guild, which is Quilters Connection out of Watertown, Mass. Pat has had winning quilts, a first place win in the International Quilt Festival, and she's won several awards up at The Gathering in Nashua, New Hampshire, and I believe at the Machine Quilters Expo show. She does beautiful, beautiful work on her home machine. Her quilts are bright and just masterfully pieced together, and her free motion quilting is just, it just must be unparalleled. It's so beautiful when you see these quilts up close, how, and you realize how talented Pat is. So fortunately, she lives about two towns over from me, and my mother and I signed up for one of her seven classes. Her other classes include something called Hue Can Do It, which are seven tricks for picking a color palette. It's a color workshop. One called Take a Mock on the Wild Side, which is an intro to mock applique techniques. She has another class called Creating a Life Journey Quilt. Another one called Ready, Set, Sew. She also does polymer clay, so she has one that works on creating unique quilt embellishments like buttons. She offers Fills, Feathers, and Fancies, expanding your quilting vocabulary. This was the class that my mother and I took. She also offers With Fronds Like These, Who Needs Anemones, which are techniques for nature-inspired quilts, and something called Down to the Finish, where she teaches you how to finish your quilt. The class description for the Fills, Feathers, and Fancies that we took read like this: tired of the same old stippling? Perk up your machine quilting with a new vocabulary of designs for filling spaces and backgrounds. Heirloom quilting is done with little or no marking. You will end up with a portfolio of stitches to get your creativity flowing. And that we certainly did. So we arrived at Pat's house at 9:30, and the workshop was scheduled to go until 4 o'clock, and it included lunch. When we arrived at Pat's home, her very nice husband, Matt, came outside and carried in our sewing machines and our supplies, which we thought was just so sweet of him to do, considering there were seven people taking the workshop, and I'm sure he did it for all seven, although my mother and I were one of the last two to arrive. Pat's home is beautiful, and she has a wonderful studio that's in the basement. It was spacious. There was plenty of room for seven of us to be sewing there, and even had a kitchenette off of that area where Pat served coffee and biscotti for a coffee break. And then at lunchtime, we went up to her dining room, and her husband Matt put on a beautiful lunch for all of us. And we worked some more, and then at 4 o'clock, we packed up our stuff home. Packed up our stuff to go home, and we totally felt like winners. We were so inspired after leaving there. Not only did we get to see all of the ribbons Pat has won, which must be 20 or more, and they were displayed in her studio, as well as her beautiful, beautiful quilts. I can't even tell you how gorgeous these are. You really need to go to her website, which is www.crabtreelanestudios.com. And let me just double check that here. Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. It's crabtreelane.com. And you can see a gallery of Pat's work. You can also read about Pat, read the lesson descriptions, see her calendar. And she does have patterns for sale and some notions on this online website. So do check that out. So the goal for my mother and I for this workshop was to learn how to free motion quilt without getting all nervous about it, and to go beyond the basic stipple design. That was really what we were after. And I do think that we certainly found that in Pat's workshop. The first thing that we did was to have Pat explain to us the things that she uses when she sits down to free motion quilt. She showed us which battings she prefers, and she also, you know, prefers certain gloves, and she uses the Supreme slider, which I own but had not really used very much and didn't realize how terrific that is when you are trying to quilt on your home machine until yesterday, so I'll be using that a lot more. And she did demonstrations for us. First, we started with the basic stipple stitch. She had a packet of paper that showed all different types of free motion quilting, progressing from stippling all the way up to feathers. So she would do a demo for us, and then we would go back and try it ourselves. And we had all arrived with 4 22-inch pre-made, pre-basted quilt sandwiches. So when we sat down, our machines were ready to go, the feed dogs were dropped, and we were set. So of course, everyone started out being, you know, super, super self-critical, because that's what we do, don't we all? And she made us feel at ease. She encouraged us and praised our efforts, and we all encouraged one another. And we were all able to go from stippling right on up to making a feather. And I'm not saying that my feathers were perfect. They definitely are not perfect, but at least I know how they should be formed and the correct way to do one. And I have the knowledge that not every feather is symmetrical, because you have a, you know, if you're right-handed, your right side of the feather is definitely going to look better than the left side of your feather. So I think with practice, I will be able to use those designs on my quilts and not be afraid to do so. So that to me is, you know, was so worth the money. So, so worth the money. It was a great workshop. It wasn't all that expensive. It was $60 for the whole day, and that included lunch. So if you live anywhere in our area, or you're going to be at a show where Pat teaches, I know that she is teaching at the Machine Quilting Expo that is happening in April in Rhode Island. And she's teaching 4 classes there. And one of them is this free motion feathers and frills. So I would absolutely recommend that you take a class from Pat if you ever get the chance. So that was the workshop. And now, of course, my mom and I need to practice to get all those stitches down perfectly so we can make award-winning quilts someday. Anyway, so that was the workshop. Next up, let's talk about a field guide to fabric design written by Kim Kite. I'm sure that many of you are familiar with Kim Kite and her website, which is www.trueup.net. Kim is a person who absolutely adores fabric and fabric design. She follows it closely, she knows what's in, she knows what's hot, and she's willing to share all of her information with us, so aren't we all lucky? And I think this field guide to fabric design is an absolute steal on Amazon. You can get it for $16 right now. And I do believe it is eligible for free shipping, which is terrific. And I will read you the back of the book. It says, "Make Your Fabric Dreams Come True, a comprehensive resource for fabric design and printing, including tips from today's premier fabric designers. Design and color basics are explained with step-by-step tutorials for creating repeat patterns with your computer or by hand. Explore different ways to transfer your designs to fabric, from screen printing to getting licensed with a fabric company." So I think this book is perfect for a person like me who is interested in designing fabric but has never designed fabric before. It's something that I think about and I would like to do, but I don't consider myself all that artsy. So it's something that if I ever do it, it's going to take a lot of work and practice and probably a lot more books like this one. But this was such a great book to explain the entire process from beginning to end. Not only does Kim explain to us about repeats, which I did not know about, she shows you how to do them in Photoshop and in Illustrator, and I happen to have Photoshop, so I consider myself lucky that now I have a little guide that shows me screenshots of how to get my designs from, you know, my doodling paper onto the computer to work with. She also talks about color, and let me just find my notes. I wrote down a whole bunch of stuff. She talks about spacing and scale and colorways and color stories and how to choose palettes and schemes and explains color standards across the industry. If you're like me and you've ever tried to have a pattern printed, a pattern cover, whatever you print at home does not always match what comes back from the printer. The colors are not always the same. It varies from computer to computer, monitor to monitor, printer to printer. So she has, you know, a couple of chapters devoted to this and how to use different color standards, and, you know, basically explains that a physical sample is the very best thing to match your colors up to. So to collect your fabric swatches and different things you see along the way that you like the color of, whether it be a paint chip or whatnot. Kim also covers methods of printing, whether you're planning on licensing your fabric designs to a company or doing it yourself through something like a Spoonflower website. Spoonflower is also something that's new to me. I didn't realize how unique and awesome that website is. It's a printing service where you upload your design, and it doesn't have to be in repeat. They will do it for you. And you basically upload your design, and they will print it on whatever kind of fabric you choose. They have several fabrics to choose from, and it's about $16 a yard, which is hefty, except that it does include all the processing, you know, and the printing and the fabric. And sometimes we pay $11 a yard for fabric, and this would be your own design. And once you upload your design and you do have it printed, and you can do a sample with them to see how the colors come out in real life versus what you had in mind. That way you have a chance to tweak it before you print your yardage. They have a marketplace there where your design can be available to other people to purchase, and you receive 10% of the sale, which I think is really such a great way. I think we all know it's probably very hard to get picked up by, you know, someone like RJR, you know, or Moda or something like that. Not all of us are going to be that lucky that our designs are going to end up in such a wonderful place as that. But you certainly could have fun along the way just designing it and printing it for your own use or even to sell on Etsy. And they do offer, you know, discounts for quantity. So it was great to explore that website, and I, like I said, I didn't even know about it before this book. She also includes what she calls designer roundtables, where she has interview questions with different designers, many of whom we might be familiar with from Twitter, like Barry J and Amy Butler. Let's see if I can find some more names in here. She's got, you know, throughout the book, she's got these round tables. And, you know, for instance, one of the things they talk about are fabric design in the big picture. How big a role does fabric design play in your work or brand? What else helps pay the bills? So it's nice to hear from these people, you know, what else they do, and can they make a living at doing this? Obviously, we know a few of them do. Chula Pink is in here, Jennifer Moore, Jasonda Desmond, and Denise Schmidt. So you do get some real life experience here from people who are doing it. And the book has, oh gosh, so many samples of fabric to look at. And, you know, it's kind of fun now that you know, now you read it and you know something about design, about the layouts and, you know, random versus set layouts and stuff like that. You can actually look at a piece of fabric and, you know, have an idea about how much work went into designing that piece of fabric and have fun at guessing, you know, what was the layout? Was it a diamond pattern, a hexagon? Is it tessellating? So it just has so much information in it. I learned so much just from reading this book, and I can't wait to go doodle a design and try to put it into Photoshop, and she shows you how to color it in Photoshop and everything. So this book definitely is chock full of information for someone, like I said, like myself. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who already know this information, but if you're new to it, or it just piques your interest, or you're looking to get a little more education about how fabric is made, this is definitely a great choice. Like I said, it's on Amazon. The price on the back of the book is $24.95, but Amazon, $16, cannot go wrong. So thank you to Kim for all of her insight in this book. So before we go, I just want to mention that on my blog today, I will be also posting a few pictures of Pat's studio. So check out the blog if you haven't. You can find me at www.quiltcabanapatterns.com. And from there, you can link to the blog as well as my Etsy store where I have several of my own patterns for sale. I thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you soon. Until then, happy quilting. Bye-bye.